Hello, my name is Alex with customer service. Returning a call back to this number. Can I speak to the person who requested the call?
Michael.
How can I help you today?
So I was charged a couple days ago. I think it was yesterday. I got charged $63 for a previous purchase that I made from a website. I think it was from your guys' site.
Can I have the zip code to better assist you, please?
34990.
You said 34990, correct?
Yes.
On your first and last name again, please. I'm sorry.
First name Michael, last name is Paskowitz, if you need me to spell it out.
I know that's fine. Can you verify that email for me?
WR, it's wrestlerfiend1@gmail.com.
Thank you. One moment, please. My system has been moving slow all day, so I do apologize in advance, okay?
No, Carly and Noser, right?
Okay. So yes, sir, do you recall paying that $7.95 for the tactical bag
Correct.
that was shipped out? Right. So when you made that purchase, it stated in our terms and conditions that if you didn't cancel your account within 48 hours, you would be enrolled into the discount online gadget store membership, where you receive a $125 voucher monthly to that discount online gadget store where that bag is coming from.
Okay, and what about the 67? 6732.
That's why you were charged $67.32
Is it
for the discount online gadget store membership.
well, what is the website for this, perchance? Because I typed,
Where you made the purchase?
yeah,
Did you see an ad? Or you need the exact website?
I found it as an ad on Instagram.
Okay, that's why you ordered from an ad. Okay, so give me 1 second. I can provide you with the exact website. Let me know when you're ready.
Let's hear it.
Great selection goods with an S .com.
Okay. Is there any way I can cancel this subscription over the phone?
Yes, I can get this subscription canceled for you. Give me 1 second to provide you with your cancellation number, okay? Cancellation number, C as in Charlie, 262.
Hold on, Charlie. Where'd I put my pen? C.
262
262.
509. Nine zero seven.
Okay, and I typed in this website that you gave me, and it says it's a forbidden site. The 403 forbidden.
Are you typing it in correctly? Because it comes up directly for me when I type it in.
Great selection goods.com.
www.greatselectiongoods.com. And I'm on it now.
SELECTION. It's still coming up as a thing I don't have permission to access.
I'm not sure why it's doing that on your end, if it's maybe your browser or whatnot, because I have it up on our end. I'm looking right at it. And it comes up right when I type it into the search bar. Like, I didn't even go to Google or anything when I typed it anything. You know, some websites you have to go to Google for it to come up. This isn't like that. Yep, so I'm not sure. But your account was canceled, and that is the website, but you will no longer be charged.
So what do I do about the 67? Am I going to get refunded, or is that going to be...
That's a valid charge that's normally non-refundable. As a courtesy, I can offer a 35% refund on that.
35% of $67?
Yes.
Hold on.
Which is $23.56.
Will I still be getting that backpack that I paid for?
Yes, it was already shipped out. It was actually just shipped out on the 7th of this month.
Okay.
All right. All right, give me 1 second to issue that refund for you. So that refund will be back in the account in 3 to 5 days.
And that will be the 24?
2356, okay. Yes.
All
right. All righty, Mr. Anything else we could assist you with today? All righty, thank you for calling customer service, and you have a great day.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.